I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow is continuing her tour across Upper Michigan today. The senator visited the Keweenaw yesterday with stops in Calumet and Houghton. She's in the Marquette area today to meet with business and community leaders and also make stops at Northern Michigan University and in Negaunee. And she wraps up the tour tomorrow with a visit to the Sioux Locks in Sault Ste. Marie. Stabenow stopped by our studios earlier today, and here's some of her thoughts on what's going on during this tour.
One of the things that I'm really excited about that's happening right now in the country, and we're going to benefit it in Michigan, and the UP is really going to benefit, is we are now focused on something I've talked about for a long time, which is bringing jobs home, making things in America, you know, focusing on manufacturing. And what we are seeing now with all the efforts federally, with the Biden approach to saying we're going to grow the middle class by bringing jobs home, creating jobs, we're now seeing it be happening here. We're seeing places like Calumet Electronics that is at the front end of these, I don't begin to understand all this stuff, but these circuit boards where you take all the chips they're talking about, right. We're going to bring all these facilities back to make chips, but then somebody's got to put it all together to be able to use this. And the people that have the really most high technology in the country right now, doing it all in the United States, actually all in Calumet, is the folks up there at Calumet Electronics. And that's just one example.
Yeah, this is an interesting thing. When we hear manufacturing, I think a lot of times it's a traditional thought, and it is really changing with innovative technologies.
It really is. I mean, we're talking about all these little computer chips and all these different kinds of technologies and workers being trained to work with robotics and so on. But we're now doing that here. I mean, that's what we do in Michigan. We make things, we grow things. And we're now seeing whether it's Michigan Tech and what they do over in Houghton and their research facilities are working on solar, these big efforts to make sure solar can work in the snow. What better way to do it than here? Or whether it's here in Marquette and what's happening with Northern and so on. The reality is that it's a very different philosophy now of investing in America.
It's interesting because you talk about technology, you talk about innovative manufacturing, but you mentioned Michigan Tech, you mentioned Northern.
Right.
In terms of this and supporting of education, both K-12 and higher education, how important is that?
Critical. It's absolutely critical. And we need young people to be excited about this. You know, four-year college, great, but there's a lot of other options. You can make really good money in skill building trades, and we've got great facilities right here, training facilities, the new kinds of jobs that take a certification or 1 year or 2 years of college where you don't walk out with huge debt. I mean, there's a lot of things being worked on right now that involve very exciting things, and kids in school need to know about that.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow as she is in our studios today, part of her tour of Upper Michigan. One of the things that has come out, of course, is you have announced that you will not be running in the next election, that this is kind of the final go for your time. But you mentioned before we went on the air, you haven't really slowed down and you're working on trying to tie up as many things as you can. One of those will come into play as you visit the Sioux.
Yes.
Is the Sioux Locks. Let's talk a little bit about where things are with that, as it took for years, but ground has been broken and they're working. Tell us about that.
They are working, and this is a top priority for me. We have one lock that allows the big freighters, the big barges, and we are on borrowed time because we have not built a second one. This has been a priority of mine for years, ups and downs with the Army Corps, getting authorizations. Costs went up because of, you know, COVID and inflation, and we've been back and forth and back and forth. Good news is it's going to happen. We're in phase three of the construction, Army Corps, the Coast Guard, everybody working together right now. In the infrastructure bill that we passed a couple of years ago, we put significant money in there. I was able to really lock down. We've got over $1.6 billion of the costs already into the project this next year, the money that they need to keep going. And so I'm trying to get all of that locked down as much as possible because this is incredibly important for our economy and for the great Great Lakes.
What is the message you're giving your constituents, those that have voted you in here, and those that are even maybe sitting out there on the fence in terms of the future? What are your thoughts? Is you're not quite done yet, but it is a different perspective, isn't it?
It is different. You know, I've lived in Michigan my whole life, and I see everything through the lens of Michigan. I'm going to stay, you know, once I retire, I'm still going to be engaged. I'm still going to be fighting to protect the Great Lakes and fighting for all the things I care about, you know, more mental health services and so on. What I would say to folks, number one, thank you. It's been such an honor for me to suit up every day for Michigan. And secondly, please don't give up on the election process. We see change happen when people vote. I would argue, rather than the trickle-down economics for years that didn't work, we're still waiting for it to trickle down, that we have now a president who believes in going right to the middle class, bring jobs home, invest in America, make things in America. And we've got an administration and a team in Lansing that's building on that. They're literally rebuilding.
That's the thoughts of U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.